Pyongyang Bongers. What are we doing? That's right. It's 1930 UTC, and I'm getting out of my car because this is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and we have an interesting day today. The current temperature is about 23 degrees Celsius. Well, maybe a little less. 21, 22, about 71 or 72 degrees Fahrenheit. It's overcast. It rained this morning. It rained overnight a little bit and this morning. The streets are dry, except there's some water in the gutters still. And where have we decided to come today? Well, today we're going to go to the ravine in my neighborhood. What is that? Okay, there's bushes over there moving on their own. What's over there? So yeah, here I am in Maplewood Park, wedged between the golf course and the park itself. There's this ravine as the creek goes through. I'm walking on the grassy area. I'm approaching the tree line, because there's some trees over here that are just moving by themselves for no reason. Okay, now I think I see a squirrel. But there were some low branches jiggling, and when low branches are jiggling, that's usually a sign of marmots. And this tree is right next to a mulberry tree, which has branches that are almost touching the ground. This is the kind of thing that marmots like, because they can reach up and grab berries and pull the tree down a little bit and yummy, yummy, mati lunchy. But no, we just got some squirrels in the trees here being wacky, so. That's right. It's 1930 UTC. Oh, I see a little bunny over there. So we're going to start the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm walking along the creek amid some very large cottonwood trees. Oh my God, I can hear chickens. Can you hear that? Buck, 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 buck. Oh, you guys can't hear it. Those guys are far away, those chickens. Those are the chickens that live in my neighborhood. There's some people who have chickens. We've come and spied on them before. We've talked about these chickens in the past here on the Dubious Goals Committee. But today we're out here at the ravine, and I was thinking, with all this weather the way it's been, maybe, just maybe, we can find some interesting mushrooms. Like some coral mushrooms. That's what we're looking for today, kids. Coral mushrooms. I'm checking some of these areas by these cottonwood trees because sometimes we get some mushrooms growing around up here. All right, now all I got to do is find the little path that lets me get down here into the creek. Some robins are combating over here. Yeah, where's my path? How do I get in here? Everything has grown up enough that I can't see how I'm supposed to get back into here. Usually there's a path, but right now I gotta go bushwhacking. Whoa. Okay. That wasn't as bad as I thought. There's a lot of bugs back here, but okay, just as I thought. It's kind of muddy here, which means it's going to be slippery and dangerous. But I'm already seeing interesting mushrooms. There's, what's that called? Dryad saddles. Two dryad saddles popping up on this log right here. I can look down into the creek. I can see water. Oh, there's two wood ducks. There's two wood ducks right there. A male and a female. They're looking at me and they're like going, oh, what are we going to do? But I'm above them. I have the strategic advantage. So they're trying to swim away in the creek, which isn't really working out for them. They're hopping over some rocks and stuff. Beautiful, beautiful wood ducks. Male and a female. The male is in perfect plumage. He looks like he's painted. He looks like a painted decoy as he swims away. I kind of don't want to hassle these guys, but I got to go down. And if I go, see, they're going the same way I'm going. And here's where it gets tricky. This slope is very steep, 45 degrees. It is wet and muddy. We've done this a number of times on the Dubious Goals Committee. So I'm going to grab onto this little tree and hopefully, oh God, it is slick. Hopefully we won't die falling down the hill here. So dangerous. Oh my God, I'm sliding. This is not good. I just heard two big splashes. Yep, there go my wood ducks. They're flying down the creek, and I'm sliding. Okay, now I don't have anything to grab onto, and I got 4 meters to go. Luckily, there's a lot of sticks and stuff on the hill here. You can probably hear the crunching. Keep my center of gravity low. Stay sideways, do not face forward. And, my God, I'm down. Oh. It's a miracle. Okay. So now's the part where we can start looking for stuff. Like mushrooms and dudes. So there's some wild strawberries here at my feet. There's a golf ball over here. There's always a golf ball everywhere I go. Geez, there must not be a lot of people coming down here. Am I about to walk through a bunch of poison ivy? Have I already walked through a bunch of poison ivy? Yes. Yes, I have. That's cool. I like poison ivy. Oh, here's a fireworks rocket. Ooh, is it one of mine? Could mine have gotten this far? No, this is a space visit. I would never buy such a thing. Ugh, bugs. Lots of bugs. Very humid. And why is my leg starting to itch now? Boy, not much of a path. Has there just not been many people walking around down here? Here's some footprints down here, but these are old. Alright, the path gets treacherous right here. And we still need to go 6 or 7 meters before we get to the good mushroomy area, or at least the area where we normally find the coral mushrooms. Okay, we're past the treacherous part here. Yeah, I'm walking on a path that is, 30 centimeters from the water. That's where the tree used to be when it fell over. That was fun. That was always fun. A couple years ago, a big tree fell over the creek, and you could walk on it. It was a bridge. Then we had a big rain/flood, and it got washed away. Okay, so here we are at this little sub-ravine where there used to be logs, but they have all rotted away. And we used to find corals up here. So, I'm looking. Looking for coral mushrooms up here. It's that time of year, and we've had some good rainage. But what we don't have are logs for the corals to grow on. So I'm just looking around, up, going up this sub-ravine a little bit. And, we got nothing. Although, there looks like there might be some weird stuff on that log up there. Yeah, some tiny little mushrooms. Tiny, tiny dudes sticking out of that log over there. But That looks like it's about all we got. What's on that log up there? Anything? I don't see anything. Alright, so we'll walk out of this little sub-ravine. Oh, so many strawberries. Look at all these strawberries. It is muddy and wet. This is going to be a difficult part to get up. Here's the big tree. This is the big tree that we hid behind the first time we were down here, and we saw that giant marmot right up there, and we took pictures of him. Is there anybody in that marmot den right now? Don't know. It looks like there's a lot of loose stuff kicked out of it. But let's not look at the hole. Let's look at this log. I'm kind of surprised there's nothing growing on this log. Wait, let's get down to the end of the log, because last year, all the mushrooms were on the end of the log, weren't they? Yes, they were. And what do we got in here today? Nothing. Where? Okay. You want to play that way? That's cool, too. I'm just going to keep going up this path a little bit here, then. It's very slick. I'm very close to the water. If I slip, I am going into the creek. So we got to be a little bit careful. Not that I'm afraid of getting wet or anything, but I am carrying a bunch of expensive electronic equipment, including my camera. And why are we not finding any corals? No coral mushrooms today? Could have sworn we were going to find some. And that's why I thought, oh no, we won't go look for baby marmots today. We'll go look for coral mushrooms, because they'll be popping for sure, blah blah blah. Yeah, not finding jack. And now we've come just about as far as we can go. On this side of the creek, I'm just checking this log. Not seeing jack. Not seeing anything. And, you know, I'm not seeing any dudes other than a couple of birds here and there. Not really finding any mushrooms at all. Well, maybe we'll just have to come back in a week and look, and give it some more rain time. Jeez, this is really treacherous right here. My God. Do not want to fall in the creek today. No, no, no. Alright, so I'm going to start making my way out of here. Because, no joy. There's nothing down here today. Except for that wood duck. And his wife, his ducky wife. We saw two wood ducks. And normally I would think that would be sort of unusual, but there have been a couple of times when we've seen wood ducks down here before, so not all that surprising. So now what are we going to do? Maybe we should go look for baby marmots. Maybe we need to do the time warp and head over to Harrenhaven. Yes, let's do that. And to initiate the time warp, all we need to do is count down from three. So do it with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are at Harrenhaven, getting out of my car. Now when I pulled in here, I thought, okay, I'll park short so they can't see me. But is there something in the little road down there? What's down there? Okay, I'm looking towards the... Oh, it's just a squirrel. Yeah, okay. I'm looking towards the Mulhouse property, and under the gate there's some kind of fuzzy butt dude. And it is just a regular squirrel, a fox squirrel. So... Oh, and look who's hiding. I almost didn't see him in the little plants right here. It's our baby bun, the same baby bun we saw yesterday. He was eating strawberries yesterday. Today he's eating dandelions. Oh, so yummy. Getting a balanced breakfast. And so, yeah, he just hopped back into the bushes to hide. All right. So far today we've seen wood ducks and a baby bunny. And I'm approaching the shed quietly and slowly. I see bluebirds around, blue jays. Who's behind the shed today? Nobody behind the shed. Nobody sticking their head out the side hole. What's going on around here now then? Nobody sticking their head out the main entrance. Okay. Let's look around the other side of the shed here, very carefully and slowly. Anybody back here? Anybody? No, there are no Mahdi's back here. Okay, so let's head over to the bocage. Man, it is really humid. I am starting to get a little bit hot. Just because there's so much water in the air. And speaking of so much water, the dragonfly pond is pretty full. Is that a little tiny turtle on the log over there? I think it is. It is. It's a little turtle in the dragonfly pond. Good job, buddy. He probably owns the whole damn pond. All right, so make our way over to the outdoor classroom here. And we just gotta cross another 10 meters of land. I can see the tip of the bocage, some of the logs that stick up. Mahdi's like to get up there, but I don't see any right now. There's birds flying around. Oh my God, there goes one. I just saw Mahdi go darting across this little lawn. And he's hiding back there. We got to get between him. If we can get between him and the bocage, we might be able to get some pictures of something. Because he ran the wrong way. Now, where did he go? There's a old tree stump over here. And like an old pile of wood. All right, we're between him and the bocage now, but I can't see him, so I'm just going to turn around real quick and look into the bocage carefully. We're going to get up here. Wow, a lot of white jelly mushrooms. We got some that scaly coprinus growing on the logs. I don't see any Mahdi's down here. I don't see any Mahdi's sticking their heads out at me saying, "Hey, what are you doing? I'm looking for you, Mahdi's. I'm looking for my baby buddies." What's that smell? It smells kind of good. It smells like, I can't quite put my finger on it. I can see that yellow jelly on that stick. Wait, what was that? Did I just see movement? Did something just move? Let's make our way around to this side. And I see more mushrooms. Lots and lots of mushrooms. But we can't get down there to them to take pictures of them. And that's okay. Now, where's our vantage spot for looking down into that other den? It's right here, right? Yeah. Alright, don't see anything going on down there, but whoa, I can see a big cluster of mushrooms. Very cool. Alright. Let's go examine this area where we know that Mahdi went. I saw his little butt running across the lawn here. With his little black tail held up high as he scooted across here real fast. Now where did they go? Or where did he go? Oh, we're never going to find them. There's a bunch of weeds and stuff all grown up around here taller than me. We're talking 7 feet tall. And there's old boards. Oh, this is just a marmot's hiding place dream around in here. Yeah. Now, there might be a hole around here somewhere, too, if I remember correctly. Well, I can kind of get up close to the pile over here. There are some bugs flying around in strange places, which might lead me to believe that there's a hole in here or something. Is that a hole? Yeah. We got a Mahdi in here and I can't find him. I don't get to see him. I don't get to take pictures of my Mahdi buddy. All I want is to take some pictures of baby marmots. Some good pictures. I've managed to get like 2 photos, but neither of them are any good because... Oh my God, there he is. Okay, so as the truck drives by... Damn it, he just ran. He was on top of the pile of wood. Did he just run back over to the bocage? That truck drove by, it was really loud. And he took off running. Where did he go? Nope, he's still in there. He's still in there. I can just barely see some movement between these giant stalks of weed. And when I say weed, I don't mean cannabis or anything like that. I just mean big, chunky weeds. Okay, where is he? I am right on top of him. He's hiding under these logs. Oh, come on out, my buddy. Oh, I wants to take pictures of you. Okay. Somebody's going to be hiding from us for a while, I think. Oh, he just poked his head up. Hi, buddy. Oh, of course. The one time the camera actually focuses on him, I jiggle my hand at the last second and I don't get the photo. He's just sticking his nose up between some old lumber. And I, of course, am trying to take a picture of him. And all I can see is his nose. His nose and his little ear are poking out. Oh, he just came out further. Oh, now he's running. I think he's going for it, and my camera just turned itself off. I think he just made a break back to the bocage. Or is he just coming out to the end here? Where is he going? Where did he go? Where's my buddy? Where did he go? Did he make a break back for over here? Looking around, is there any Mahdis in here? Well, I'll tell you something. The humidity and everything is starting to get to me. I'm getting eaten by bugs. Where did my buddy go? He keeps running up and down this pile of lumber. And I can't tell if he's making a break for it or if he's just having fun running around doing Mahdi stuff. Okay. I don't want to be standing in the sun. Yeah, I'm starting to come apart. Okay, what if we stand on this side and wait for him to stick his head out? He'll be looking right at me if he comes out. Turn the camera back on here. Come on, buddy. Come back out. I don't know where he went. Damn it, my camera battery must have died because the damn camera keeps turning itself off. Where did he go? Damn it, battery exhausted on the screen. All right, so the camera's toast. We're not going to get any more photos of the baby Mati because we got no camera. So the camera goes in the pocket. I'm going to start walking away just so our buddy doesn't feel like he's getting hassled. You know, we might as well not bother him if we don't have any opportunities to take the photograph because the batteries are dead. And I'm just about exhausted from all this humidity. And the sun is starting to peek between the clouds, which is starting to hurt. Now the scary bit is my house might actually be hotter than outdoors. When I left, my air conditioner was on, but it's set for 75, so it keeps my house at 74, and it might actually be cooler out here than that. I don't know, but we're going to find out. I would love to wrap the show up here, but that's not going to happen. So let's head back to the house and see what's up. Countdown with me. 3, 2, 1, 0.
May I help you?
That's right. We're back at my house, and some interesting things happened. As I was leaving Harrenhaven, the other batteries died. So all the batteries died. So here I am plugged into the wall, sitting in my office slash studio in front of my computer. Exciting. Oh, and I'm drinking some iced tea. The first thing I did when I got home was I plugged everything in. The next thing I did was get some iced tea because it is warmer in my house. It's about 2 or 3 degrees hotter in my house. Warmer in my house than it is outside. Not a good thing. Well, in the winter, that's a good thing. But in the summer, that is not a good thing. Man, I am kind of hot. So I cranked my air conditioner down a couple degrees. And that's going good. The only good thing about this is it's much drier in my house. At least in the other rooms. In this room, I got this window open half an inch. So it's a little bit humid in here, but that's okay. What am I doing? I just looked at... Oh, yeah. I got to eject this thing. So, U-mount slash media slash disk. That's a clever name for a disk. And we just pop that right out. And we should probably put this somewhere where I don't lose it. So we're going to just walk right over here and open this little thingy up. And whoa, that's not how it works. What am I doing? Do I know how this works? Am I being dumber than normal? Only slightly. Okay. Put that back. We're good. And here I am looking at my Build Custom GP base. At least the box. But we're done. I'd tell you more, but this has been the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.